If you're a podcaster, public speaker, a voice in the public square talking about Israel, you might be closer to God's judgment than you think. In Ezekiel 25, God warns nations who clap, stamp, and say, aha, over Israel's discipline that his vengeance is coming for them next. This isn't about politics. It's about how a sovereign God defends his chosen nation and purifies his bride, the church. Before you hit publish on your next hot take, maybe it's time to ask, are you siding with God or against him? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are on, or in, or today is Old Testament Tuesday. One of my favorite days to dive into the Old Testament and see where our faith comes from. So we are in the book of Ezekiel chapter 25. And if you are enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us get the word of God out. All right, so we're in Ezekiel chapter 25. There's four basic areas or cities that we're going to study today. And I just got to tell you, if you're a podcaster today, if you are a public speaker today, if you are anyone in the public square today, and you are making comments about Israel, you better listen up, because these Ammonites, Moabites, Edomites, and Philistines had the same kind of comments towards Israel. All right. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, set your face towards the sons of Ammon and prophesy against them. And say to the sons of Ammon, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because you have said, aha, against the sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into exile. So look at these people, the Ammonites, were saying, aha, not like, aha, like praise the Lord, but aha, look at those hypocrites. Look at those people who say that they're special in God's eye. Look at the apple of God's eye, how bad they are. And they were celebrating the demise and their punishment of Almighty God upon his own people. It says, listen to this, because you've said, aha, against my sanctuary. So Israel and Judah was not treating the sanctuary of God in a holy way. And the Ammonites were celebrating that. They're like, look at them, those chosen people of Israel, those Jews. And they eventually were taken off into exile because God disciplined them. And Ammon was, the Ammonites were celebrating this. Therefore, behold, I am going to give you to the sons of the east for a possession, and they will set their encampment against you and make their dwellings among you, and they will eat your fruit and drink your milk. I will make Rabbah a pasture for camels, and the sons of Ammon a resting place for her flocks. Thus they will know that I am the Lord your God. So the first thing is they were saying, aha, and celebrating, and God's going to discipline them and make them know that God is God. For thus saith the Lord God, because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet and rejoiced with all the scorn of your soul against the land of Israel. Hey, if you're a podcaster out there right now, and you are speaking against God's chosen people, and you are celebrating that they are not walking in righteousness and holiness and in the word of God, and you're like, aha, and stamping your feet and clapping your hands and celebrating their demise with all of your soul, look at this. Therefore, behold, I am about to stretch out my hand against you, and I will give you for spoil to the nations. You do not want God's hand stretched out against you. I think sometimes we forget that God doesn't really care about all of our opinions. We forget that he has a chosen nation, he has a chosen bride, and he is sovereign. God is God because he is God. That was deep. All right. So, nation, and I will cut you off from the peoples and make you perish from the lands. Okay, so go against Israel, and this is what happens. You're going to perish from the lands. I will destroy you. You want God to destroy you? Thus you will know that I am the Lord. Now, some people say, look at, oh, God's not that. He's so much more loving. He's so much more this. He's so much more that. I don't know. I didn't write it. Ezekiel 25. Ezekiel wrote it. And he's quoting God. So don't take it up with me. I'm just saying, This is the historical patterns that we have of how when Israel is mistreated, how God responds eventually to them. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, Moab and Seir, say, behold, the house of Judah is like all the other nations. Now here's the other thing. Have we not heard this recently from many podcasters? You betcha. And what do we hear? That the house of Judah is like all the other nations. We're hearing people say, Israel is not special. We're hearing people say these things. And it's right here in the Bible. And it says how God's going to treat you if you do that. Therefore, behold, I am going to deprive the flank of Moab to its cities, of its cities, which are in its frontier, the glory of the land. Now, I'm going to say these names as best as I know how. Beth Yeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Karathema. Hopefully I didn't butcher those too bad. And I will give it for a possession along the sons of Ammon and the sons of the east, so that the sons of Ammon will know. So the sons of the Ammon will not be remembered among the nations. So he's going to wipe out the Ammonites so much that they're not going to be even remembered. Thus, I will execute judgments on Moab, and they will know that I am the Lord God. So here we go. Here we go again. God says, hey, I'll wipe you out. I'm going to wipe you out, and you're going to know that I'm the Lord your God, because you said Israel isn't special in God's eyes anymore. He's not, that Israel is no longer the apple of God's eye. Now, if this is how God feels towards his nation, could you imagine for those in the public square who are speaking against God's church as well? God has a nation, God has a bride, and he is sovereign. He doesn't take those things lightly. Thus, the Lord God, because Edom has acted against the house of Judah by taking vengeance and has incurred grievous guilt and avenged themselves upon them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand against Edom and cut off man and beast from it, and I will lay it waste from Teman even to Dedan, and they will fall by the sword. He says, hey, you want to take revenge? Watch out. You know, Iran, you want to take revenge? Watch out. Iraq, Houthis, Hamas, you want to take revenge against Israel? Watch out. I will lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. Therefore, they will act in Edom according to my anger and according to my wrath. Thus, they will know my vengeance, declares the Lord. You want to find out? You want to find out how God feels about his people Israel and take your own revenge upon them? Even in their ungodliness, that's the context of this whole book. 1 through 24 is saying, guess what? Israel and Judah had not acted righteously. And then now we have right here, he says, you want to take revenge on them? Watch out. I will take out my vengeance. Now, there's one, I'll say person, for lack of a better term, that I would never want to experience the revenge of or the vengeance thereof, and that is God. Yeah, I might experience another man's revenge or vengeance, but to experience God's vengeance, whoo! Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines, which is modern day Gaza, have acted in revenge and taken vengeance with scorn of soul to destroy the everlasting enmity. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines, even cut off the Cherethites and destroy the remnant of the seacoast, which is Gaza. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes, and they will know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance on them. So this is how God feels about his nation, Israel. I think there's some podcasters out there that might want to reconsider some of their positions. Think about it. God has a nation, God has a bride, and he is sovereign. Now, what does that mean for us Gentiles today? Well, I think God requires holiness of us. He requires that we walk in a way that honors and glorifies God, that we support Israel, that we love Israel, that we understand that they are in rebellion to God right now, and that God wishes that none should perish, but even every Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we should never clap our hands and stamp our feet and say, aha, and rejoice over the rebellion of God's people, either his nation or his church. That's not, God doesn't like that. remember in chapter 18, he says he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So think about that. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would soften our hearts, take away every ounce of pride, arrogance, boastfulness, looking at our own sinfulness as less than someone else's sinfulness. God, we have become arrogant against the truth. We have lied to ourselves and acted as if we can walk in deceit and foolishness and rebellion to you. And somehow you will overlook our sins. But if others do that, or the nation of Israel does that, or any other people group does that, then somehow you're going to hold them at a stronger judgment. God, you're going to discipline your nation. It says that. Help us to mourn when you're mourning. Help us to be grieved in our hearts when you're grieved, God. You're going to purify your bride. Your word says that. And God, you are God. We are not. Give us tender hearts, soft hearts towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard